We hear not a word of Joseph. Today's reading from Matthew's Gospel has him silent. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. There is no dialogue, there are no questions. Joseph just does what the Lord told him to do. Joseph stands here, in some sense of contrast, to some of the other great men that we read of in Scripture. Isaiah, who needed to be purified, Jeremiah, who felt he was too young, Ezekiel, overwhelmed by what he sees, Samuel, puzzled by what he hears, and even Abraham. Joseph's account here in Matthew's Gospel comes very close to the account in Genesis 12 of Abraham's call. We hear in Genesis 12, verse 1, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." And later in verse 4, we hear the commentary, "So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abraham took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot and all the possessions that they had gathered and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. Of course, that's not what God said. God said, "Leave your father's house and your kindred." So Abraham, he doesn't resist, but he certainly drags his father's house and his kindred along with him. He doesn't leave them, he carries them with. So Abraham has to go on a long journey to finally get to the point of fulfilling the word of God without a ducking and a diving. But here Joseph does it. He fulfills the word which comes to him in a dream. No ducking and diving. The simple integrity of a man who hears God, of a man who lives up to what God asks of him. And it is that simple integrity which makes of Joseph the most appropriate earthly father for Jesus. Joseph is presented to us as the model of the just man, of the tzaddik, as it is in Hebrew, of the one who has achieved an integrity of relationship with God and with neighbor. An integrity that allows him to embrace the questionable origin of the child in Mary's womb. He doesn't know that the child is there by the power of the Holy Spirit. He has to trust in the words of a dream. He has to trust later on in the dream which takes him from Palestine and into Egypt, and trust in the dream which takes him back to Palestine, all without a word, all without a comment. Joseph simply does God's will, without making a great big song and dance and a lot of noise about it. Sometimes our witness is about making a lot of noise, about defending our faith, about proclaiming what we believe and are convinced is right. But something greater than that is asked of us. The simple ability for others to see in our lives that our actions match the integrity of what God asks of Christian believers. So we pray to St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, appropriate patron of the Universal Church, whose witness still bears fruit for us today, whose witness is still something we can strive to fulfill in our own lives, to listen, to act in that way which gives protection and love and support to the kingdom of God emerging in our care, held in our hands, given to us as vulnerable as the child that was given to Joseph's care. Joseph was given the care of the Christ child. We are given the care of the kingdom of Christ, slowly unfolding and growing to maturity in our midst. Joseph's example of the quiet man who unambiguously followed the conviction of hearing God's voice is our model still. Amen.